Have you ever met a kid who can, debate complex philosophy with you one minute, but then completely struggles to just organize their backpack for school the next? It seems like such a contradiction. Or maybe they're laser-focused on, say, building intricate Lego models, but paying attention in math class feels almost impossible for them. It's a paradox, isn't it? And that fascinating, often really perplexing combination is exactly what we're diving into today: understanding gifted ADHD children. So our deep dive today is all about these kids we call twice exceptional. Sometimes you'll hear it shortened to 2E. We're using a really helpful article from Davenport Psychology as our main guide. We know their team, Dr. Carrie Downs, for instance, has loads of experience here, especially with places like Plainview School for the Gifted. They really get these kids. Our mission, basically, give you a shortcut to understanding their unique mix of traits, the very real challenges they face, but also their incredible strengths. Hopefully you'll walk away feeling informed, not, totally overwhelmed by the complexity.
Yeah, and what's so interesting and sometimes concerning is how often their obvious talents can actually hide their struggles. It creates this real paradox. Their brilliance can sort of camouflage the areas where they desperately need support. So getting an accurate understanding early on, it's not just important, it's potentially life-changing for them.
Okay, so let's unpack this. It's easy to think of gifted and ADHD as totally separate things, different planets almost. But what happens when they collide in one child? How does that work? Maybe we should start by defining each term on its own first.
Absolutely, that's the best place to start. So when we talk about giftedness, we're not just talking about getting straight A's. It's more about exceptional intellectual abilities, maybe standout creativity or leadership potential, or yes, academic talent. These are often the kids who learn things really quickly. They process information deeply, have advanced problem-solving skills. They kind of see connections others might miss, and they usually have this really intense curiosity driving them. Then on the other side, you have ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. That's typically characterized by symptoms like inattention, impulsivity, maybe hyperactivity. So kids with ADHD often find it hard to stay focused consistently. They might act without really thinking things through. And these traits can really impact everyday things like schoolwork or even just playing with friends. The key thing to remember here is that ADHD is neurological. It's about brain differences, not intelligence. You can be brilliant and have ADHD.
Okay, so we have these two distinct sets of characteristics: giftedness, ADHD. But what happens when they're both present? How do they interact? Does the giftedness change how the ADHD looks? Or does the ADHD affect the giftedness? What does that actually feel like for the child day to day?
That's really the core of the 2E experience, the twice exceptional experience. The overlap creates this very unique profile. You see this combination of intellectual brilliance right alongside challenges with attention or behavior. And it's not always obvious. For example, a child might have super advanced reasoning skills, but at the same time, they really struggle with executive functions.
Executive
Yeah.
functions, like planning and organizing.
Exactly. Planning, organization, time management, managing their own, learning the brain's sort of management system. Or you might see incredible creativity, just amazing ideas, but paired with significant distractibility. Another common one is that intense focus, almost hyper-focus on subjects they love, but then almost zero attention for tasks they find boring or mundane. Understanding these kind of blends is so important. It helps us tell the difference between, say, a gifted kid who's just bored and acting out versus a kid whose ADHD is causing focus issues versus a kid experiencing both. It helps avoid misdiagnosis and lets us provide the right kind of support tailored to them. And identifying this early, it's really critical. Collaboration between educators, parents, mental health professionals, that teamwork is absolutely vital for helping these kids thrive.
Right. So let's say you see a child who asks a million questions, super curious, but also seems easily distracted. How do you even begin to figure out if that's mostly giftedness making them seem restless, or if it's ADHD, or if it's that unique 2E combination? The lines seem blurry.
They really can be blurry. It takes careful observation. A gifted child typically absorbs information incredibly quickly. They have advanced reasoning. That intense curiosity often leads to really deep, complex questions. They grasp abstract ideas easily. And yes, they can show intense focus, but usually that focus is self-directed on things they find fascinating. They might spend hours lost in a complex project they love. Now, a child with ADHD often struggles to maintain attention, especially on tasks that aren't inherently stimulating to them. Impulsivity is often a key feature, maybe interrupting, acting quickly without thinking. They can focus, absolutely, but it often depends on the situation. High interest, novelty, immediate feedback, like in a video game, can help them lock in. So it's not just if they focus, but when and why they focus. That's a really crucial distinction.
And getting that distinction wrong or missing the combination can have pretty big consequences for the child, can't it?
Huge consequences. Misdiagnosis can really derail a child's education and mess with their self-esteem. If a gifted child's struggles are only seen as ADHD, their need for intellectual challenge might get completely overlooked. They might end up bored and frustrated. But conversely, if their giftedness masks the ADHD, maybe they're smart enough to compensate for focus issues for a while. They might not get the strategies and support they need for those executive function challenges. So proper assessment by professionals who really understand this 2E profile is key. And that ongoing collaboration, parents, teachers, therapists talking to each other, is essential for developing strategies that actually work.
Okay, this idea of the interplay between giftedness and ADHD leads us straight to that term you mentioned earlier, twice exceptional, or 2E. Can you break that down a bit more? What exactly does 2E mean? And why is it the right term for gifted ADHD kids?
Yeah, 2E is the term used for children who are identified as gifted and also have a diagnosed disability. That disability could be ADHD, it could be a specific learning disability like dyslexia, or maybe an autism spectrum disorder. So gifted children with ADHD fit squarely into this twice exceptional category. They have this dual profile, exceptional ability alongside specific challenges. And that requires a really specific, nuanced approach. One of the biggest hurdles for 2E kids is that they often fly under the radar in typical school settings. Their intelligence can be so high that it compensates for, or masks, their ADHD-related difficulties. Teachers might just think they're lazy or not living up to potential.
Or the opposite happens.
Exactly. Or their struggles with attention, organization, or impulsivity are so visible that nobody recognizes their underlying giftedness. Either way, they often end up misunderstood and frustrated, stuck in an educational environment that just doesn't fit their complex needs.
So if we're trying to identify a potential 2E child, what are the key things to look out for? What are those telltale signs of this unique mix?
You're looking for that combination. So definitely advanced intellectual abilities, things like really strong problem-solving skills, maybe unusual creativity, asking those deep questions. You'll often see a very deep, sometimes consuming interest in specific topics. They might know everything about dinosaurs or coding or ancient Egypt. But then alongside those strengths, you'll see the ADHD-related behaviors, the difficulty sustaining attention on non-preferred tasks, impulsivity, maybe challenges with organization or hyperactivity. The critical piece for support is addressing both sides. Their giftedness needs nurturing with challenge and enrichment, and their disability needs specific strategies and accommodations. Often this means things like individualized education plans, IEPs, or 504 plans at school. And again, that collaboration, parents, teachers, specialists working together, is non-negotiable for these kids.
Okay, let's dive even deeper now. Let's really get into the specific traits that define these kids. It's not just a list, right? It's how these things interact.
Precisely. Understanding these core characteristics helps us see the whole child. Let's start with their intellectual and cognitive traits. As we've said, they often have advanced cognitive abilities way beyond their age peers sometimes. Exceptional problem solvers. They usually have these really keen, passionate interests in specific subjects, maybe science, art, technology, you name it. They tend to learn things incredibly quickly, grasp complex, abstract concepts easily, and often make connections between ideas that seem totally unrelated to others. It's quite amazing.
That sounds like the gifted part shining through.
It is, and their curiosity. It's often described as insatiable. They ask profound questions, constantly wanting to know why and how. They can also have really strong memories, but often specifically for things related to their interests. Don't ask them where their homework is, maybe. And they often prefer to learn independently, kind of self-directed, diving deep into topics without needing a lot of rigid structure.
Okay, that covers the thinking side. But what about their emotional world and their behavior?
Yeah.
It's often where parents and teachers really notice the challenges, right?
Definitely. Their emotional and behavioral traits can be quite distinct. Heightened emotional intensity is really common. This means they feel things very deeply, joy, frustration, anger, sadness, and their reactions can seem quite extreme sometimes. Impulsivity is another big one, often stemming from both the ADHD and that emotional intensity, acting without thinking. And it's so important to stress this isn't them trying to misbehave. It's often a struggle with self-regulation. Perfectionism is another trait that pops up a lot, this intense drive for excellence, which sounds good, but...
But it can backfire.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It can lead to intense anxiety, fear of failure, and even avoiding tasks altogether if they don't think they can do them perfectly. And interestingly, they often have a very strong sense of justice. They're passionate about fairness, quick to point out inconsistencies, and might challenge rules or authority if they feel something isn't right. This often links to deep empathy, too.
And how does all of this, the intense intellect, the strong emotions, play out in their social lives? You mentioned social and interpersonal traits can be tricky.
Yeah, socially, it can be tough. They often really crave deep, meaningful connections, but they can struggle to relate to same-age peers who might not share their intense interests or their sometimes quirky ways of interacting. This can definitely lead to feelings of being different or isolated. And even though they might have really advanced vocabularies and language skills, they can sometimes miss subtle social cues or struggle with the back and forth of typical peer conversations.
So communication is there, but maybe not always social navigation.
That's a good way to put it. Navigating complex social dynamics often requires explicit teaching and support. And that high empathy we mentioned, it's a strength, but it can also be overwhelming. They can absorb the emotions of others so intensely that it becomes too much for them to handle sometimes.
Wow, okay. So with this unique blend of incredible strengths and significant challenges, it's clear they face some specific hurdles. What are the most common difficulties these kids run into?
One really significant challenge is something called asynchronous development.
Asynchronous, meaning out of sync.
Exactly. Their intellectual development might be years ahead of their age, but their emotional or social maturity might be lagging behind, or maybe just more typical for their age. This gap can cause a lot of internal frustration for the child, and it can be confusing for adults around them too. We've touched on social difficulties feeling out of sync with peers, struggling to make or keep friends, leading to potential isolation. That's a big one. And the typical school environment often just doesn't fit. Traditional classrooms might not provide the level of intellectual challenge they crave, leading to boredom. Or the structure and demands might clash with their ADHD-related challenges, leading to frustration and maybe acting out. Not out of defiance, necessarily, but out of mismatch.
So it's not just one thing. It's the interaction.
Right. This often results in difficulties with emotional regulation, social conflicts, and unfortunately, an increased risk for things like anxiety and depression. Many also experience sensory overload. They might be highly sensitive to noise, lights, textures. Busy environments can feel overwhelming, leading to anxiety or withdrawal. And that perfectionism we talked about, it can become paralyzing. The fear of not being perfect can stop them from even starting things or taking healthy risks. All that emotional intensity means they often really need explicit strategies to learn self-regulation. Understanding these challenges isn't about dwelling on the negative. It's crucial for figuring out how to best support them.
It's easy to focus on the challenges because they often require the most immediate attention. But it's so important, as you said, not to define these kids by their struggles. Many of these same traits actually fuel incredible strengths. So let's flip the coin. What are the remarkable, sometimes really surprising, strengths and unique abilities these kids possess? This is where the gifted part really comes alive.
Absolutely. And focusing on strengths is key to building their confidence. Their intense curiosity is a huge asset. They have this deep, driving need to explore, learn, and understand the world. It fuels amazing discoveries for them. Their creativity is often off the charts. They think outside the box, find innovative solutions, connect ideas in ways others wouldn't dream of. It's really impressive.
And you mentioned their energy.
Yes. Their passion and energy can be incredibly infectious. When they're hooked on something that interests them, they can pour immense energy into it, leading to really deep learning and sometimes stunning accomplishments. That hyperfocus, when channeled, it's a superpower. You often see them excel in fields needing that creativity and deep thinking arts, music, science, technology. Their ability to link disparate ideas is powerful. And let's not forget that strong sense of empathy again. It's a real strength in building connections, even if the social navigation is tricky sometimes. Looking at the bigger picture, really seeing and actively nurturing these strengths is vital. These aren't just nice to haves, they're core parts of who these children are. They're unique gifts waiting to be unwrapped and used.
Okay, this is so helpful. So for anyone listening, maybe you're a parent, a teacher, a relative, a therapist, what can you actually do? Let's get practical. What support strategies work starting at home? That seems like the foundation.
Home really needs to be their safe haven, a positive, supportive space that understands their unique wiring. parents have a huge role. Implementing structured routines can be incredibly helpful. Predictability provides stability and can really help manage some of the anxiety and executive function challenges linked to ADHD. Open communication is key too. Creating a space where your child feels safe talking about their intense feelings, their frustrations, and their passions without judgment, and constantly, consciously emphasize their strengths. Focus on what they can do, what they enjoy, what they're good at. That's huge for building self-esteem. Getting more specific, maybe create a sensory-friendly zone in the house, a quiet corner they can retreat to when feeling overwhelmed. Visual aids, like checklists or schedules, can be lifesavers for organization and keeping track of tasks. Break big tasks into smaller steps. Setting realistic expectations is important, celebrating effort and progress, not just perfection. Acknowledge the small wins. Encouraging physical activity is great for burning off excess energy and improving focus. And introducing simple mindfulness practices like deep breathing can be really effective tools for emotional regulation.
And helping them speak up for themselves.
Yes. Promote self-advocacy. Teach them how to understand their own needs and communicate them respectfully. That's a skill that will serve them their whole lives.
That's fantastic advice for home. What about school? That's often where the biggest clashes happen. What can educators do?
Yeah. Teachers are absolutely pivotal. Using differentiated instruction is key, tailoring teaching methods and assignments to meet individual needs, both for challenge and for support. Flexible curricula that allow for deep dives into areas of interest can really engage these kids. A structured classroom environment with clear expectations and predictable routines helps minimize distractions and anxiety. And critically, really utilizing those formal supports like IEPs or 504 plans, these aren't just paperwork. They are tools to provide specific, legally mandated accommodations that address both the giftedness and the ADHD. You know, places like Pineview School for the Gifted, which we mentioned, they've built their whole model around this understanding. It shows it can be done effectively. Practical classroom strategies might include things like offering extended time on tests or assignments to reduce pressure. Allowing for movement breaks, letting kids stand, stretch, or use fidget tools can actually improve focus for many with ADHD. And leveraging technology, assistive tech, learning apps, online resources, these can offer engaging, personalized ways to learn that really cater to their strengths and needs.
It sounds like communication between home and school is essential then. And maybe bringing in other professionals.
Yeah.
How critical is that teamwork?
Oh, it's absolutely fundamental. You can't effectively support a 2E child in a silo. Parents, teachers, therapists, maybe tutors, everyone needs to be on the same page. It really requires a united front. Open, honest, regular communication is crucial. Sharing observations, what works at home versus what works at school, what triggers challenges, what sparks engagement, gives everyone a much fuller picture of the child. Scheduling regular meetings to discuss progress, adjust strategies, and ensure consistency across environments makes a world of difference. It really takes that kind of village approach where professionals like Dr. Carrie Downs and her team emphasize truly understand the need to see the whole child, the gifts and the challenges, and work together. Which really begs the question, doesn't it? How do we make sure every child with this kind of unique profile gets that holistic collaborative support they need?
Definitely something to think about. And related to that support, building self-esteem and resilience seems absolutely vital for these kids. They navigate a world that often doesn't quite get them. How can we actively help them build that strong sense of self and the ability to bounce back from challenges?
It's incredibly important. You're right. Positive reinforcement is foundational. Genuinely acknowledging their efforts and achievements, not just the final product, really builds their confidence. Catch them being good. Celebrate the small successes. Explicitly teaching coping skills is also key. Mindfulness, as we mentioned, is great, but also problem-solving skills. Mm-hmm. Emotional vocabulary, helping them understand and manage those intense feelings. We need to equip them with a toolkit for handling stress and frustration. Some specific strategies. Encourage self-expression, whether it's through art, music, writing, coding, whatever their passion is. Give them outlets to express who they are. Foster a growth mindset. Help them see mistakes not as failures, but as opportunities to learn and grow. Reframe challenges. Provide that psychologically safe space where they can talk openly about their fears, their insecurities, their feelings of being different without fear of judgment. Again, parents and caregivers modeling resilience themselves, showing how you handle setbacks, is incredibly powerful. It really teaches them that it's okay to struggle and that they can get through it.
Okay, before we wrap this up, let's quickly tackle a few common questions that people often ask about gifted ADHD kids. You hear these a lot. Like, can giftedness actually hide the ADHD? And what are those key signs again if you suspect both might be going on?
Good idea. Let's hit those. First, just to recap, what defines a gifted ADHD child? It's that unique combination showing clear signs of high intellectual ability or creativity and meeting the criteria for ADHD. Excelling in some areas, really struggling in others. Second, that question about masking. Can giftedness hide ADHD? Absolutely, yes, it's quite common. These kids are often very bright and they can develop complex coping strategies to compensate for their ADHD challenges, especially with focus or organization. They might work twice as hard or use their quick thinking to get by so the underlying ADHD isn't obvious, sometimes for years. This can unfortunately lead to delayed diagnosis and support. They look like they're doing okay, but they might be paddling furiously underwater. And finally, common signs of both co-occurring. Look for that mix. Advanced problem-solving skills plus difficulty sustaining attention, especially on routine tasks. High creativity and imagination often go hand in hand with emotional intensity. They might seem easily bored but intensely focused on passions. It's always a complex picture. If you have concerns, the best step is always to seek a comprehensive evaluation from professionals experienced with 2E profiles. Clear communication between everyone involved and careful observation are key.
So, wrapping this all up, what's the main takeaway for you, our listener? This deep dive really shows that the world of gifted ADHD children is one where amazing abilities and significant challenges live side by side. It's just such a powerful reminder that every single mind is unique, and taking the time to understand those individual nuances is absolutely crucial if we want to unlock potential.
Yeah, connecting it back to the big picture, it just highlights how profoundly impactful tailored support can be, and having a compassionate understanding of the whole child, not just the gifted part or the ADHD part, but the complex, amazing person they are. Their journey is definitely complex, no doubt about it, but it's also brimming with incredible promise and these unique strengths that are just waiting to be nurtured.
Our guide today, that article from Davenport Psychology, and thinking about the work done at places like Pineview, really drove home how vital it is to embrace all parts of their unique characteristics for them to truly grow and succeed. So here's a final thought for you to really A1. How might recognizing these kinds of unique profiles, this mix of strengths and challenges in your own life, change things? Maybe it's at a child you know or a student you teach. Maybe even recognizing aspects in yourself. How could shifting your perspective change how you approach learning, communication, or offering support? What untapped talents or unseen struggles might come to light just by looking through a slightly different lens, one that appreciates the intricate, wonderful complexity of the human mind? Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive today. We really hope you feel a bit more informed and maybe just a little more curious about the amazing potential within every unique mind.